Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. Time now for Krusty's Corner. It's brought to you by Greystone Roofing. Go to greystone-roofing.com. Here's the king.
Hey, hey, kids! Your old pal Krusty's going to teach you five new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Waters.
Thank you very much, Lucius. Appreciate you always playing that. Thank you very much to Greystone as well for being a part of our program. My draft guys that working on the draft, Bullchuck, Dawson.
Yeah, buddy.
Just enjoy watching players.
I'm a draft guy. I need to stop watching players that are not coming back.
You know, it's the worst. It really is.
There's nothing worse than watching a player for 40 minutes and then realizing that he's going into the portal for Missouri.
I got to tell you what, I love it, though, when I didn't think the guy was good. I'm like, that's right, you go back to college,
yeah.
You bum.
You refine your game, you're not worthy, you're not ready.
How are you choosing your guys? Do you have a system? Everybody's different. Like, I tried to spread it out so, like, I've done 70 guys.
Yeah.
And 20 of them are receivers.
I tried the spread eagle.
I tried spread that thing all across the board. So I'm looking at centers and guards and safeties and stuff. Do you have a system that you're using?
Well, just right now I'm prioritizing edges, linebackers, and corners, for the Cowboys. So I guess that's part of the system. But for me, like, trying to figure it out, it really comes down to Googling, ChatGPTing, what are the traits I should be looking for if I was scouting middle linebacker?
Sure.
It gives you like 8 things. And then I try to watch the tape and see if I notice that,
right,
and then try to work that into my vernacular.
But just picking up the players, you're kind of focusing on the position the Cowboys are looking at.
Yeah.
Okay, Zach, you have to do it like me. You have to kind of spread that thing,
yes,
out because we're on all these platforms doing these things.
Yeah, right? I mean, and when I first started, I mean, it was like under your tutelage, and that's how you did it. So
yeah.
I just kind of followed suit. Now, there will be times that once I kind of get through that list, then I'll kind of pivot to what you're saying there, Dawson, where it's like last year, Cowboys need a running back. So I just went through and tried to knock out as many running backs as I can. But I'll try and get the top 50 to 100,
mm-hmm,
on like the consensus big board lists,
yeah,
and then move on to maybe focusing more on like specific need areas.
I'm
watching the quarterbacks and wide receivers too, because, yeah, that Pittsburgh podcast,
right.
I do.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey, congratulations. I saw your podcast for that hit some good numbers on that.
You know what? Making the playoffs is good for numbers.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
It'd be nice if this team decided they want to do that every once in a while.
Yeah.
We'll be back next year. Our year. Next year's our year.
For sure. Chief, I got a question for you.
What's up?
How do the 49ers keep doing this?
F the 49ers.
My gosh.
How do they keep doing this? Are they that well coached? I mean, how do they find a way to continually lose players and win these games?
I don't know. It's a testament, I think, for sure, to the coaching staff and to John Lynch and bringing guys in like Eric Kendricks off the street.
How about that?
Who can come in and make an impact for you. He's been there for just a few weeks, and he's playing some solid football, made one of the bigger plays of the game right there at the end. You saw some of the way – I mean, some of the plays they dialed up. I mean, you have the reverse pass. Yeah. How about that? Juwan Jennings, yeah, who was a quarterback in high school, rated higher than a lot of the quarterbacks that went on to have college and NFL success. And then even the touchdown to McCaffrey and the way he drew that up, where he's out of the backfield going left and then he pivots back right. He's got him on to Kobe Dean. That's a mismatch right there. Credit to Brock Purdy and the way he was navigating that. Clearly the best quarterback on the field in that game yesterday. It's wild, dude. It's wild that they're able to continue to overcome. George Kittle getting hurt is heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And I think we go back to the electrical substation. We're softening the tendons.
The tendons.
We're losing collagen in our bodies. And now you have Kittle blowing out an Achilles. I mean, it's just a disaster, all the injuries that they've had. And ultimately, that'll end up being the reason why they're not going to be able to win a Super Bowl.
Lucius, you're busy right now. I'm asking a question here. I heard that George Kittle made a request for a bottle of Patron tequila in the locker room.
Oh, ow.
And the owner sent one down.
Yep.
And then evidently, he crushed it.
It's like any special Patron, or is it just regular Patron?
I think we're in the owner's box.
Silver.
Yeah, I think we're up there in the owner's box. We're probably trying to get a pretty good bottle.
That's the best they had, probably.
And he requested one, and the owner sent one down for him, and he crushed it while he was.
Gotta get a little loose.
I wanted him to ask for some Quavo.
Yeah, that injury probably. Yeah. He'd probably
some Jose Quavo.
He'd had enough. Dawson, I'm going to ask you this question.
Fire.
How do you feel about Caleb Williams now?
Man, it's interesting you asked that, because I was just thinking about that last break.
That fourth down pass,
unreal.
Geez.
That's
ridiculous. That's like USC stuff. When we're watching tape and you're breaking that guy down, that's the kind of stuff you saw at USC.
Yeah, I think he's moving out of the bust. You know, he was still 50% completions in that game. But
48
I think it was,
passes, I think, attempted.
I think it was 15 yards an attempt or
I think it was. I think it would end up being 9 total, 9 points.
9 yards an attempt,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
15 per completion.
Right, right.
Okay, so, 15 per attempt would have been insane on his 48 attempts or whatever that was. But, no, I think he's moved out of this guy could be a bust. He's not elite, you know, but he's somewhere around.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of 5-star reviews and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
The top 12 best quarterback in the NFL right now.
Zach.
Yep.
Saquon Barkley had 100 yards rushing yesterday. 26 attempts. He was stuffed 7 times. Why?
Offensive line is no longer dominant there anymore. They have dealt with a lot of injuries, and they've had a drop-off right now.
Is that something we're going to see going forward with these guys?
I do, because I don't know Lane Johnson. I'm sure he's going to continue to play, but I think Father Time is certainly starting to show up there, you know, physically, the body with the injuries. And also, I wonder if we did a deep dive in watching Lane Johnson, like, would we notice, okay, he's kind of like we started to see a little bit with Zach Martin. You know, is he quite the same dominant level of tackle? Now, he might be, but, you know, that happens. I still think Jordan Mailata is great.
Yeah.
Landon Dickerson was playing really from week one, banged up and injured. Cam Jurgens is a guy that I think maybe has been a little bit – he's been good. Mm-hmm. I don't know that he's great necessarily. Mm-hmm. I think he was helped by having great players around him and now losing Jason Kelce. You're on, you know, year two of that. So I do think it was pretty apparent, like this offensive line that was a huge reason why they won the Super Bowl last year because they were the best in the sport. They fell off their standard. And I don't know that they're ever going to get back there. That might be an area that they look to address this offseason. Maybe it's through the draft. Maybe they're a team that starts hunting some of these offensive tackles to try and get ahead of replacing Lane Johnson.
Chief, I'm going to ask you this question. Puka Nacua, the most clutch wide receiver in the playoffs?
Ooh, I mean, I hate the blemish that he has with the one big drop there in that game versus Carolina. But he is... I mean, he is as fun of a player to watch from a clutch standpoint. I think he's right up there. I'm trying to rattle off in my brain right now who I'd be trusting more. But he's such an all around dominant player. It's crazy.
Hard to cover, right?
Hard to cover. Tough as all hell. Catches in traffic, and then the blocking aspect to his game is lethal. And so he's all around. When we start doing our off-season position group lists, mm-hmm. I think Puka is going to be – he's easily a top three receiver in the NFL.
Mm. It's good. It's a good analogy there, I think.
The only guy that's comparing in my mind is Smith and Jigba. Like, if you got to pick one
JSN.
Guy.
Yeah. And, you know, we'll see.
We'll see, coming up. But yeah, I think when you watch Puka play, I mean, it's amazing what he does. Dawson, I'll ask you this. Carolina Panthers, they turned the corner with their roster in this team?
Yeah, they have a decent identity on defense, and you know they can stop the run. They could be tough up the middle of it, and Stink was telling us about that on Cowboys Week, and it continues to be true with them. I think offensively, they need more than Tet McMillan. I guess Rico Dowdle is a free agent again, so I don't even know if you'd want to bring him back.
Sounds like he's interested in moving on.
But they've raised the floor of that roster significantly. I don't know if it can get over the top or anywhere close to that, but at least they're respectable.
How about this one, Woolchuck?
Yep.
How are we so wrong about Drake May?
Well, I mean, I liked Drake May. I know you did not. I thought he had some Josh Allen-like tendencies, but I did put him behind in that draft class. I think he was my fourth quarterback.
Yeah.
Because I had Penix as my number three guy. So, I mean, I liked May, but yeah, he looks like he could end up being the best of that bunch. I mean, I still think Jaden Daniels is awesome. He was my number two quarterback that draft. Caleb Williams was one. But, you know, I think we probably underestimated the drop-off in wide receivers because they graduated Josh Downs.
Yeah, he took a lot of blame for North Carolina's problems.
Yeah, and I think that the weaponry around him, offensive line, wide receivers, I think that probably made it look a little bit more challenging, and we put too much of the blame on him than what we're seeing even at the NFL level now with Josh Allen. Like, as great as Josh Allen is, you've got to have help as a quarterback, no matter if you're, you know, John Elway to Joe Montana, all these guys. I mean, you have to have help around you. So I think that was part of it. And then it was also just kind of the feast or famine nature. You know, there were times where he'd make a play that your jaw would drop and say, wow, that's an NFL throw. There were also plays where it's like, these are moon balls that nobody has a chance to catch. So it was some of the inconsistency in on the tape in which we saw him play. But the talent was there. There was no doubt that he was a really talented player.
Chief, I ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
What qualifies for a stinky game?
Ooh.
Because in the break, you guys, and it's one of the questions I added, was you guys were kind of kicking around like, I hope this game tonight's not a stinky game. Yeah, what qualifies for a stinky game in your eyes?
A lot of punts, a lot of turnovers, a lot of penalties.
Anybody rip cheeks in here?
Not me.
Catching a whiff again. I didn't want to.
It's coming through the air vent.
Okay.
Oh, is that right?
Because it smells gassy.
Somebody's farting into the air vent.
It smells like there's a lingering rotten egg fart.
Yeah.
Yep. Like somebody just peeled hard.
Does anybody know where DJ Pridemore is right now?
DJ Poop?
Is he working on the HVAC unit?
What is that, sulfur? Sulfur smell?
The problem this morning, RJ was like, he was crushing.
Yeah, he was.
RJ was trying to get through a segment and Sean wouldn't let him do it.
I was cooking breakfast at the time listening to that, and I was just being made sick.
Yeah, Sean was just, like, RJ was, like, going on, and then Sean just kept bringing it up. Like, what are you doing over there?
I think it might be this smell. I think this might be the smell.
It seeped into one of the
cheeks. If anybody could have a fart linger, like, 7 or 8 hours, it would be choppy.
It would.
He admitted that and Sean was, like, disgusted with him. I mean, completely, but... Stinky game, a lot of interceptions. Dawson.
Yeah, I'm thinking the punts, the turnovers. Yeah. You know, I mean that's and then just super low scoring.
To kick off,
checkdowns on offense, 3 yards a carry, and punts,
field goals.
Basically, see the Chargers from last night.
How about you, there, Willie, to finish this thing out?
Yeah, it's the field goal kickers are just rotating on and off the field, and it basically just turns into hey, which kicker's the better one, and it's a 6-5 game.
I'll tell you what,
safety mixed in.
Some fan bases learned yesterday or the last couple of days their field goal kicking's not very good.
Nope,
not very good. Thank you guys, appreciate you.
Thank you, brought us Krusty's Corner every afternoon 3:40 here in the G-Bag Nation.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans. Help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.